Welcome to the first of three tutorials for creating and sending QuickBooks invoices through Voice Overview. This tutorial will walk you through the steps of linking your existing QuickBooks account with Voice Overview. If you haven't yet created and set up your QuickBooks account, you'll want to do that first. Before we move on to our second framing question, let's take a bit of time to talk about this questioning format. In your experience, is IRE a common questioning technique in classrooms or in your classroom? Are there other questioning techniques you can think of that might have more far-reaching consequences on student understanding and/or teacher knowledge? Pause the ILM now, and when you return, we'll continue. For open source data prep, we can load any data prep function written in R to ThoughtSpot and save the output, which is the prepped data, as a worksheet or materialized view. Or we can work with third-party data prep tools that integrate with R, and then use our bulk upload APIs to load data into ThoughtSpot. If you'd like to share your results with others, go into the app settings and select blood glucose SMS text. Select share recorded BGs via text and add recipients from your contact list. After that, anytime a new blood glucose value is received, it will be automatically texted to those you've selected